Hey guys, how are you? Welcome into the Thursday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. We're here on bettingpros.com. We're across all the applications, wherever you get your podcasts, and YouTube as well for the video on bettingpros.com's YouTube channel. This podcast being brought to you by BetMGM each and every morning, and I'm really happy to be back today. So yesterday, I'll admit something to you guys here. I wasn't feeling well, and I had a really rough night last night because I got my COVID-19 second shot. I'm a teacher at UNLV, so they want all the professors to be vaccinated. So I had my second shot on Monday. And as soon as I got done last night with the podcast, I went upstairs and I had a horrific night of shivering and shaking and being frozen, fever. I mean, nastiness, right? Here's why it's important I'm telling you this, because when it comes time to get that vaccine shot, you should prepare yourself that the second vaccine shot is you're going to get COVID like for 10 hours. I woke up fine. I woke up refreshed, but it was tough. So sorry if I was a little off last night. I felt like I was a little all over the place and I felt like I wasn't my traditional like peppy self. And that's why, in case you were wondering like, wow, Matt, huh? The picks were still good. 15-3 run, boys and girls. How about that? 15-3. 8-0 on Sunday, 3-1 on Monday, and then 2-1 and 2-1 the last two nights. Montreal doesn't get there for us, unfortunately, but the Nets in a walk. Sometimes you just need to bet a game off of feel. I don't always recommend that, but you could really see that Nets game coming, given what they were saying and how angry they were after the bad loss to the Pistons. They were going to come out and play defense and destroy, because every once in a while, they're going to want to remind everybody that, hey, when we want to turn it on, we can turn it on. And then Drake, you know what stinks about Drake's win over Northern Iowa? They're not playing again tonight. Little quirk in the Missouri Valley Conference schedule. They don't play the back-to-back against UNI because it was a makeup game for their COVID-19 issue. So only one game for them here against Northern Iowa. That game, they win it in a laffer. Again, a predictable spot. Drake off their first loss of the year in a rivalry game at home against a team that was 4-12 against the number, whatever Northern Iowa was. So look, I'm going to take 2-1 every single time, and especially if we're not laying big chalk right now, like minus 150, minus 170, we're not laying that. I will take that every single time. So I really, really like that. Now, today in college basketball, I only have a personal play. I don't love the college basketball slate tonight. I might get into something, but I've got two plays in the NBA. Ooh, first time we've done that. And I've got two plays in hockey. By the way, I was pulling some numbers. All of a sudden, this podcast has become like a hockey podcast. We're 64-47 all time, up 7 units. Well, I guess not now. I guess we're 64-48 now. So I guess technically down. Now we're up 6.5 units all time after last night's loss with Montreal. But that's still pretty good. So we've done really well in the history of the Daily Juice. I've done well betting on hockey, which is kind of odd. But so we're back with two hockey plays here tonight, two NBA plays going as well. Now, quick update as we are progressing towards what will be a Monday launch, hopefully, for our fundraiser to sell cookies. Yeah, we're selling cookies. Daily Juice special 1 million listen cookies from our friends at Sweet C's Bakery just outside of Chicago. Sweet C's with an S bakery.com on the internet to go check them out. We are putting the final touches together. The response so far has been pretty cool. And you guys have already DM'd me and they're like, one guy was like, I'm driving there. The second that they're for sale, I'm driving there. I'm going to go buy a bunch. So the idea is to have, you know, packs of three, essentially, I think is what we're going for. And so we're trying to figure out the math as to exactly how much money of the money you go ahead and buy, you spend will go towards the charity. It's important because obviously we are trying to raise money here. We want you guys to get some cookies to celebrate and to have some fun with it. And, you know, the shipping costs are going to be there because these are being shipped all over the country. So we got to factor that in, just typical how we're doing it. This is normally not what we do from a they ship everywhere. Sweet C's is used to shipping everywhere, but there's going to be a cost associated with that. So that's how we're doing the math, trying to figure out what's the maximum amount of money we can give to the charity. And we'll tell you all this coming up here next week. We're looking to launch on Monday and go for 7 days taking orders, and then they all will get shipped out at once. So your card will get processed and it'll all get shipped out all at one time. And it'll be there in like 1 or 2 days. Everybody will get the cookies at the same time. And it'll be cool. I'm going to get some cookies. I'm going to be able to show you guys here on the video stream for the YouTube and me showing you what the cookies look like and whatnot. So they look delicious. They're big. They're fun. And everyone has great reviews of this place. So TJ and his great wife, we're really excited about what they're doing with us to raise money for a fantastic cause. So more info on that is coming. But if you want to check out their website, it's sweetc's bakery.com. Just outside of Illinois. So really, really cool stuff. I've been getting awesome emails over the last couple of days, DMs, and it's been fun to watch you guys and the reaction. We're turning on some new people to the pod, and I don't know where they're coming from. Either they're just finding us or you guys are telling your friends about the podcast or what, but this always happens when I'm this hot. This is what, like, the growth time for the Daily Juice is always when I'm on a 15-3 run, because everybody thinks it's going to continue. And they're like, I had one guy go, this is incredible. I started listening to you on Saturday and I'm crushing every bet. Okay, guys, again, to reiterate, I'm not always going to be like this. We're going to have bad, bad weeks and we're going to have bad months. January was a bad month. So February is going to be a good month. That's the ebb and flow. That's the wave. And that's why you don't buy picks. All right. That's why you have free podcasts. You don't need to pay for a subscription service. You don't need to do anything. We'll give you free picks. We'll ride the wave with you guys and we'll have a lot of fun and we'll watch games together in the Discord channel. That's the Daily Juice. That's what we're building. That's what we have built already. Over 3,300 people in the Discord channel. We're at 1 million listens in 7 months. Okay. That's what we're doing all over the globe. People in Canada and Mexico. And this is not just a US thing. This is an international thing that we have built in a very short period of time. Just know that the down, we flat wager for a reason. I use this time when we're up 15-3 over the last 4 days. I use this time to say, hey, heads up, the down is coming. At some point, I will have a 3-15 run. At some point, I will fall on my face like it's what happens. Okay. Those are the ebbs and flows of sports gambling, and you have to be prepped for it. That's why we flat wager. Just because things are going great doesn't mean it's always going to go great. Flat wagering allows us to survive the down when going up feels really fun and really good. So I'm with you. I love this time. This is fun, right? Winning every night is awesome. Being up every night is awesome. Doesn't always happen like this. So we definitely want to enjoy it. All right. So before I get to the picks, two plays in the NBA and two plays in college, the NHL. I'm doing a parlay today. I can't help myself with this, a money line parlay. You probably know where I'm going with this. Just you've heard the Daily Juice before, but I'm going to fade a couple of the teams I think are really atrocious in the NHL. And I'm playing an under, too, in the NHL. Playing an under, but I think I have to. But let me tell you about BetMGM. This offer, it's an evergreen offer. It's available to everybody in these great states. I'm going to tell you about it's a free, a risk-free first bet of up to $600. New players using the promo code JUICE100 when they sign up. Get that risk-free welcome offer. You must be physically in the states. It's valid in New Jersey, Colorado, Indiana, Tennessee, Iowa, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia for a $600 first risk-free bet using the promo code JUICE100. You must be 21 years or older. You must be in those states that I just listed. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, and 1-800-9 with it in Indiana. Oh, by the way, we are in the middle of the Giannis Antetokounmpo jersey, okay? That giveaway is this month. That's coming up. If you've not done the review yet, go and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. Leave a review, screenshot, go to bettingpros.com/juice, fill out the form. Drop the little picture spot in, and away we go, and you are entered into winning the Giannis Antetokounmpo jersey that we pulled coming up at the end of the month. Very cool. All right, I'm going to go kind of in reverse order in terms of the games being played at night and kind of go backwards a little bit. Let's start in the NBA, and we'll end in hockey. Let's start with the Golden State Warriors and where they are right now. I like Golden State a lot. I like the way Steph Curry is playing. They've been a little bit inconsistent, but they play the Orlando Magic tonight, and the Orlando Magic have been horrendous against the number. They are 10-15 against the number. They haven't covered in their last two games, and they haven't covered in six of their last seven. All right, they didn't cover against Portland last time out on the road. They lost by 9 as 6-point dogs. Didn't cover against Chicago at home. Lost by 26 in that game as 2-point dogs. The night before, they'd beaten the Bulls by 4 as 2.5-point dogs. Lost by 15, 13, 26, and 14, not covering at all the previous games. For the Golden State Warriors, they had that bad night against San Antonio where they lost by 5, but they won by 23 on the next night. They covered against Dallas in both their games on the road. They lost by 4 as 2.5-point dogs when they were on the road at Boston. They beat Detroit by 27 points as 5.5-point favorites. They're only laying 5 points tonight. I think Steph and company, I know Wiseman not being there has been pretty big, but the Warriors are 13-12 to the number. They're coming off of a win on the road over San Antonio. They're coming back home, and I think Orlando's awful. We're going to lay the 5 points with the Warriors here. Warriors minus 5 at home against the Orlando Magic is play number one. Play number two is between Philadelphia and the Portland Trailblazers. So I've kicked around here on this and looked around at these two teams here. The total is 229. This is going to be a high-scoring game. Now, the last time these two teams played last year in Portland, it was 129-128, I believe, the final score. I think Damian Lillard keeps it rolling, like I mentioned, against the Orlando Magic. They got a win 106-97. Lillard had 36 points. I think you're seeing this, you know, Carmelo Anthony played really well. He dropped 23 points. But these are the games where the Blazers want to show out. It's on TNT, nationally televised game. And as long as Joel Embiid plays, and I'm guessing he's going to, they beat the Kings and they covered. The Kings were hanging around, but they beat the Kings and they covered. Embiid, let's see what happens if he plays in this game. I think he's going to, and he's starting to have this MVP conversation. The Athletic just wrote this article about Embiid for MVP. So if he's going to be the MVP, these are games on nationally televised games. You got to play in these games, and you got to play well in these games, all right? I think you could be in for an epic back-and-forth battle. A part of me wants to take the Blazers at home, catching 5.5 points from Philly, but I think the safer play is to bet the over. I think we're going to see a lot of scoring in this game. So at 229, I'm taking the over for Portland and Philadelphia and expecting a lot of points on TNT between these two teams out on the West Coast. Not a lot of defense, a lot of offense. So in the NBA, Warriors minus 5 and the over 229 for Portland and Philadelphia coming up here tonight. Now to hockey. And two games going, or two bets going, both for half a unit. And I've got a parlay that's got a plus 115 number on it. Winnipeg is at home against the Ottawa Senators, who are straight trash. We know this. They are bad. I want to do the puck line, but I'm a little concerned. The Vegas Golden Knights are on, even though they had COVID scares, they are on for their game against Anaheim here tonight. Vegas, I want to do the puck line. Just can't. So since I can't, and we got burned on the puck line against Anaheim last time, the Knights haven't lost at home yet. Anaheim is not good. They're fighting hard, and that's what scares me a little bit. The Golden Knights blew three goal leads in that game, in the first game against Anaheim, and did not cover the puck line. I'm a little concerned. It's probably Robin Leonard in net, which isn't great. Marc-Andre Fleury has been playing better, but Marc-Andre Fleury is the one that blew 2-3 goal leads. So we need Robin Leonard to get going here against one of the worst offensive teams in the NHL. You can't give up 4 goals. So let's just hope that the Anaheim Ducks don't have the same offensive explosion, but I don't trust the Golden Knights to hit the puck line again, even though it probably hits. I'm not going to go back to the well and get burned again. Instead, minus 215, minus 225, two-leg money line parlay for a half a unit at plus 115. Jets win over Ottawa. Knights win over the Ducks. That's it. Just win. Both those teams win, and we cash a plus 115. All right? It's not always that I do this, but I don't like laying over $2 on anyone in the NHL, and I just need a W. It's all I need, both these teams, just to get W's, and we'll be okay. So that's play number one in the NHL. Play number two in the NHL is an under. Columbus and Chicago. Now, I went and looked at this, okay? Over the last 4 games, and if you include the last 7, 6 of the last 7 times these two teams have played, the under has hit. Now, the under sometimes has been 6 or 6.5. It hasn't always been 5.5. But the last 2 times these two teams played, the under has been 5.5. And it's 5.5 again here tonight. Both these teams are in the middle of the pack in terms of scoring in the NHL. They're not great. Columbus is giving up 2.95 goals per game. That's 12th best in the NHL. And the Blackhawks are giving up 2.61. That's 24th. Really, it's kind of flipped because you want to be lower here in how many goals that you're giving up per game. So they're one of the better teams defensively. Chicago, 2.61 goals per game, and then 2.95 goals per game given up for Columbus. So both teams are under 3. They're playing good, solid defense. Now, on the other side, for offense, they're not very good offensively. We know that this Blue Jackets team has been sort of a grinder. They score 2.67 goals per game. That's okay. It's not great. Chicago, 2.61 goals per game. That's not great. So they're both in the 20s in terms of scoring, and they're both middle of the pack in terms of giving goals up. 5.5 the total. I'm seeing a 3-2 hockey game here, and I bet the under at -115, the under for Columbus and Chicago. I know I haven't bet many unders, and I haven't done well betting unders, but this game just screams under, given the trends, given how often these guys play against each other. They played in January last week, January 31st in 2021. It was a 3-1 final. They scored. They played 2 games before that, a 2-1 final. So, you know, this season so far, the under has hit both times. I'm just going to go back here, and Chicago and Columbus don't score a lot of goals. Under 5.5 goals at -115 is the second play for the NHL. All right, so we got 4 plays going, all half a units. Warriors -5 for a half a unit. Over 229, Portland and Philly for a half a unit. The Vegas Golden Knights and the Winnipeg Jets money line parlay for +115, half a unit. And the under 5.5 goals for Columbus and Chicago are the 4 plays for us here on a Thursday. Let's keep this going. 15-3. Let's see where we wind up at the end of the week. This is reminiscent of my 20-5 run that we got into that I got on a couple of months ago. Somebody said to me, when you get hot, you get inferno. And it is kind of true. Like, when I'm cold, I'm cold. When I'm hot, I'm hot. There's not a lot of middling when it comes to this podcast and with the way that I'm making picks. So let's keep it going, hopefully, here this week. 15-3 is a ridiculous mark. We will regress, and we will come back down to earth very, very soon. I promise you that will happen, but let's hope that doesn't happen coming up here for tonight. My name is Matt Peralta. You can follow me on Twitter, @SportsTalkMatt, every single morning, right here on BettingPros.com. It's the Daily Juice, brought to you by BetMGM.